across Canada, empty streets, closed businesses amidst a deepening lockdown. Schools suspended in all but a few provinces, visits to long-term care homes restricted, and elective surgeries postponed.
This is not forever, but it is important for now and for the foreseeable future.
In the months leading up to the pandemic, 1.7 million people use a TTC every single day. And that's only the TTC. It doesn't account for the commuters using GO Transit, Wheeltrans, and the often undermentioned cyclists. Unfortunately, ridership has plummeted during the pandemic. The transportation industry has been forced to retool while being asked to improve. We take a look at their pandemic pivot, how they have maneuvered during this time, and what the future holds. We start with the TTC. The Transit Commission is the largest public transit operator in the country and has been severely impacted by the pandemic.
The Transit Commission says ridership has dropped by 85%, resulting in a loss of $90 million monthly. TTC service will also be cut back to roughly 70 to 80% of regular service.
I'm Stuart Green. I'm the TTC's Media Relations and Issues Management spokesperson, if you will. COVID has, you know, early on in particular, forced us to do a bit of a pivot into, COVID maintenance. You know, we had to spend a lot of time doing things like, you know, cleanliness checks and making sure that we were, you know, keeping the buses and vehicles clean, making sure that we had hand sanitizer in our stations, putting seat notices on for people who are traveling. If they aren't traveling together, don't sit next to each other. Reinforcing the mask wearing, all of those good the public health measures that had been part of all of this. So we had to do that, and as well as all of the other things that we were doing. So we've had a bit of a juggling act in 2020 and through 2021 as well. Notwithstanding, of course, that we've lost, at the lowest point in April, May of last year, we were down probably about to 15 or 20% of our normal ridership. So we lost 80 to 85% of our ridership.
The coronavirus continues to have devastating effects on workers across the city. The TTC announcing today they will be temporarily laying off 1,200 of their employees.
Next off, Dundas Street West.
Some of that has come back. Right now we're at around 75% of normal, or we've lost about 75%. We're at about 25% of normal ridership right now. In the summer, it went up a little bit as the restrictions were lifted. So COVID has, of course, factored heavily into what we've been doing the last year and going through the next year and possibly 2 years.
So my name is Vincent Puhaka. I was born and raised in Toronto, Scarborough in particular. So I got involved in TTC Riders almost 10 years ago, so 2012. I just graduated New York University. I was really passionate about cities, and I ride the TTC myself. So myself and the organization was kind of like a match made in heaven, so I've been involved with the group since then. And really what we are is a grassroots transit organization. So we have been fighting for longer than I've been around, so longer than almost 10 years now, for essentially better service and lower fares. Right? I mean, we have 1.7 million people daily rides on the system. That's higher than most places in North America. So it's fairly successful. The problem is the system hasn't caught up with that ridership. So prior to the pandemic, the huge issue citywide is reliability of service was not where it could be, and crowding was a major issue. And there's some really deep structural problems that led to this, because way back in the 90s, back when Fresh Prince was on TV, the conservative government at the time cut 50% operational funding that they've been providing to the TTC. So operational funding is money that helps the system run on a daily basis. That got cut, and the system could never really recover. So we had a very dense downtown. We had all these people moving into all the new condo neighborhoods. We had immigration coming to the city. So we had a lot of strong transit ridership. We're an older city, so there isn't much parking in much of the urban area. So transit is attractive, but it could not keep up with this ridership. And the big reason was it wasn't being provided funding by the province. So that was an issue prior to the pandemic. It was just crush-loaded vehicles and the accompanying reliability problems.
Our transit planning on vehicles at their capacity. So we assume that at the busiest times of day, buses have 50 people on them, subways have 1,000 people on them, streetcars have 100 to 170 people on them. This is the way we plan. Of course, no one was talking about social distancing at that time. And then March came. And of course, March brought with it the lockdowns. And everybody recalls that middle of March. And I remember it well because my band played the last weekend before lockdown. We got one last show in before lockdown hit on March 14th or 15th. So, and that's when everything changed for us at the TTC. At some point, there was a very real threat that public transit could be shut down. Cannot keep 6 feet of distance, you know, when you had more than, we did the math, and it was 7 people on a bus, and that was it for social distancing. Where are people riding? Where do we need to put extra service? And where can we, you know, frankly, where can we take from to put extra service out? So what we did was we started doing a rejigging of our whole service map throughout the spring and summer of 2020 so that we were putting extra service on the busiest bus routes. So a route like Jane or Dufferin, which are infamously busy, Eglinton East in Scarborough, Lawrence East in Scarborough, Markham Road in Scarborough, I'm just looking at the map, but these were all areas that that needed extra service. We have bus routes in the city where not as many people were riding, or we had maybe a little extra, you know, bit more service than we needed for the ridership that we had. So we started doing this chess game. We started moving these bits and pieces around so that the service was going where it was needed most. And that was really what we call and still call demand-based service. We also, at the time, we had a number of additional vehicles that were not scheduled for any particular route or any particular area of the city that would normally be used for, say, something like a subway shutdown. So they may get sort of slotted into routes here or there, or they may be pulled out to go into a subway shuttle. So we started using all of those extra vehicles to run throughout the system, again, supplementing the service in the busiest parts of the city.
Despite all the changes made by TTC, there is no telling when the masses will be comfortable again on public transit. I spoke to Caroline Mulrooney and found out how she defines success.
Well, my name is Caroline Mulrooney. I'm Ontario's Minister of Transportation and Minister of Francophone Affairs. I'm also the MPP for York Simcoe.
The next station is Bathurst, Bathurst Station.
Well, obviously, the measures that we would have used in the past, like ridership and cost-benefit ratios, things like that, all of those are different, aren't relevant here. The sustainability of transit and making sure that we can provide the support. And the other issue is what we talked about already, which is confidence levels in public transit. Buses and subways that are jammed with people, just like stadiums and concerts, I think those are the indicators that that life has returned to normal. You see in the United States and jurisdictions that are more open than we are, you'll see that ridership has increased. And so stadiums are full and so people are returning to their previous activities. So I am confident that it will come back. And what I will say is that, you know, we have been committed to building more transit in Ontario. We've got a plan to build one new subway line in the Ontario line in Toronto and extend three existing lines. We've got plans for an LRT in Hamilton. We're building an LRT in Ottawa. As our population increases, we want people to have the have public transit to get them where they need to go.
The GTC is not going to be a shadow of its former self. That's a very positive thing. Buses will still be running, and we'll have a system that's still there, we can build on it.
Where we're going to have to really do some soul searching is, you know, what happens 2 and 3 years out, you know, when ridership doesn't come back to the way it was before. You know, our budgeting was all based on 1.7 million riders a day until, you know, March of 2020. That's what we were delivering. So what happens if, you know, only 1.2 million people come back for the next 2 years? So we've got to develop scenarios, and we are developing scenarios that envision, you know, options that we would have for reduced revenue. The last thing anyone wants to do is cut service. That is not something that we're planning for. But you know, we're heavily reliant on the fare box, and hopefully that relationship changes, and we get more subsidy up front so that we're not as reliant on the fare box. But again, you know, we need to be there for people regardless of where we are in a year or 2 years or 3 years out. So right now our focus, sorry, it's a bit of a long-winded answer, but right now our focus is on looking at the next sort of the rest of 2021.
Next week, we take a look at what's going on with GO Transit.
At the beginning of this pandemic, we put together what we call a care package for our frontline staff, so they have all the necessary PPE that they need to essentially do their work.
This series is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative in partnership with CJRU.